This is the Harry Minute. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Harry Minute. I'm super excited today because a regular is back. Hey. The last time you were here was when we used to do Strictly Pop Culture Conversation.
Giving you pop culture and commentary in 1 minute or less.
You day rude. You day waiting. You day rude. But yeah, Ajifa is here. I would say...
Whoop, whoop.
Miss AJ.
First of all, nobody has called me that in years.
Miss AJ. But that's still your handle, though.
That's my Instagram and Twitter handle. That's it.
Are you going to change it?
At some point.
You know.
Yeah.
Post, you know.
At some point, yeah.
Are you going to hyphenate?
No, dear. None of that in life.
Ajifa Atuluku.
Woo!
So, today we're going to talk about unrequited love. First off, Ajifa, have you ever been in a situation where the love you were given wasn't given back to you?
There have been many, many situations where there are people, and that's the thing, human beings, like, we never like people that like us. It's the ones that we know that we have no business, you know, liking or having feelings for, are the ones that we now like. So I've been in many situations like that. Many. I'm even cringing thinking about it right now. Yeah.
Do you want to give us an example of one of those examples? We don't call the person's name, but just give me like a scenario of what it was like.
Okay, let me put it this way. Okay, so there's this one person that I don't know whether I should put it as. Anyways, this one, it went on for years. Like, we had this thing where we used to, you know, that time when we did covenants, now we did leave school. So Harry wouldn't know anything about that.
I was child of the Lord.
He was holy and sanctified.
I'm sanctified and purified.
And
thank
in
you.
School all the time.
Yes,
you know, if
please.
He's not in YWAP, he's in Sanctuary Keepers.
I was at a shop. I'm going to carry the room this week. No, be me and they.
Anyways, so this guy, I met him, like, me and my friends, we had one weekend. It was my birthday weekend. So we left school and went to go and hang out and stuff and chill at one of our friends' houses. And so we're all chilling there. And somehow there was this census or something like that where people could not move around or election. I can't remember what it was, Sha. So people had to stay indoors. So he was like, okay, so the person wanted to stay with our friend, you know, like, since you all, like, want to, you know, chill, let me also tell my guys to come and chill. So it was kind of like an exchange program. We were like five girls and then there were like five guys too.
Did everybody pay up?
Yeah, so it was so funny because that weekend, like, I don't want to say because it sounds like as if I was bragging or anything, but like most of the guys who came for the weekend hangout, they were interested in me. Anyway, Sha, there were other boys there. There was even one that was going to give me the sun, moon, and stars. No, it was that demon from Hellfire that I said, no, definitely, it has to be this guy. He's orange, you know, it's my spec. And then he had like an accent, and then he was very like, you know, and he was so clean. And you know me, how I am about cleanliness. He was so clean. His nails were so clean. I eventually found out that it wasn't true, Sha. You know, when I eventually started going to his house, I found out it wasn't true. Anyways, so me and him, we met. I really liked him. Like, I could have done anything for him. Like, he even made me try a lot of, like, bad stuff that I had no business. And when I'm saying, I'm not talking about sexually. I mean, like, you know, drugs and stuff. I just really liked this guy. Anyways, and when I say drugs, I don't mean, like, cocaine. Please, though. I mean, like, cocaine. Just, like, probably, like, weed and, you know.
Okay.
Just basic stuff. Nothing serious. That, you know, there were weed that they put inside Indomie and all these things. Normal me would never, ever, you know, have tried something like that. I mean, you know me, so it's not like I see if I'm trying to, you know. Anyways, this guy, Sha, went on for years. And I just realized that I was just, for him, I was just, and he kept telling me, so I kept saying, you know, at that point, and I really, really liked him. I was ready to be up, to go all in and out. Mm. Yo, this is my husband. I'm about to, you know, I'm dying here on this hill. And he kept giving me the story of, oh, you know, he's just not a relationship type of guy. You know, he just, why must we give labels to things? And then me too, at that point, I didn't have to prove that I was cool. So I was like, yeah, me too. I don't really think we need to put any, you know, label on this thing.
Why label it? I mean,
yeah. I've labeled all my life. I just want to try something different, you know? So me too, I kept him, but he used to pay me. So I didn't, so when I'm now go out and say, I also meet my, I just like, you say, I'll meet Ajifa. Hey, I'm like, God, last, I'm still Ajifa. Anyways, long and short of story is that we went on like this for years. This nigga was just, you know, chopping and disappearing. We stopped talking because I traveled for a bit, or I wasn't in town for a bit. We kind of stopped talking, or he wasn't in town for a bit. I can't remember who traveled at the time. And I came back, or he came back, and next thing I heard that he was getting married.
Ewo.
Bear in mind, this is somebody who told me that he's not a relationship type of guy. He's never into labels. He's never into anything.
But he went from that to marriage.
Yes, to marriage. Like from being in an unserious thing with me. But I got you.
If anybody says they got you now, if anybody says they got you now, whoa.
If you don't got your family members, you must be mad. He says, we're not boyfriend and girlfriend, but I'm yours. Oh, so stupid.
But I'm yours, Ajifa. Am I not yours?
Nah, Harry, are you not mine?
I'm yours.
Uh-huh. So I don't understand. If I wanted a boyfriend, if I was wanted to be mine, how could I come to you? Anyways, so yeah, I just found out that he was. So it was later that I realized that, man, these guys. Just people in general, not just guys. People know what they want, especially from the beginning. When they meet you, they can tell that this is somebody I'm going the long haul with.
This is
somebody that is just going to be, whether it's just snacks or whether it's just I'm going to have this person around as an hand candy, or this person is just going to be for company. People know. Yeah. I can see you and, you know, I know that I'm going to be your friend or I'm not going to be your friend.
You didn't invite him for the wedding.
He's mad.
They'd be like, you know, I got you, but can you come for my wedding?
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, I got you. I'll be there. It was later and I realized that, yo, this guy actually didn't care.
He didn't give a shit
about, you know, me. He didn't like me. It was just me that was there thinking, wow. I used to be like so sweet, you know, rub your hair, emotional. There was one time I was going to see him and I had an accident.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you. I was calling him, he didn't pick up his call. It's his housemate that came to go and pick me.
From the house, from the accident venue.
See, my dear. It's his housemate that came to go and pick me from the accident. I couldn't move my right arm. Up or no, this boy was still trying to. In this state of half paralysis.
He wanted to knock with one hand.
No, just like, you know that whole period, you know, I was in my whole, you know, I'm in my whole celibate mode. I mean, I'm still trying. After I told you that I'm celibate, I'm not doing anything. And I had accidents. Is it not enough for you to leave me alone? I just realized that it was just all about the chase for him, you know. And I was ready. Like, if that boy had asked me to marry him, then I'll have been, yes!
But look at you now.
I'm yours. But look at me now.
Look at me now.
Yeah, so I've been a recipient of Unrequited Love, and it's not pretty. It's not a nice thing. And he's not the only one, but it's the one that comes to my mind I can tell you about. I mean, I was semi-engaged before my present engagement. I mean, you know about the story. So that too, for me, I realized that was unrequited as well. Because, you know, I saw a different side when I was in his space, you know. I was ready to uproot my life for this person. And I saw a different side when I was in his space, you know. He called me names, told me I was unattractive, called me stupid at one point. You know, those are just different things. And I just realized that it was just only me who was feeling what I was feeling. And he wasn't feeling that way. So it's not a nice place to be. But yeah, it happens. That's life.
So if there's someone now that's in a space where they like someone or they're in love with someone, mm-hmm. and the person does not feel the same way, mm-hmm. or whether the person is being an ass about it, or the person is
being nice,
or the person is even oblivious, mm-hmm. that I don't even know that
you like them.
You like me, yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with unrequited love? Any tips?
So I'll say this: for the ones who are obtuse and you know, they just oblivious of the fact that you have feelings for them, I think you should tell them. I think it's a waste of time to be hanging around somebody with the hope that he must notice or she must notice that I like them, and then eventually they will, you know, it's a waste of time. Mm. And to be honest, Corona has taught me one thing, is that you cannot postpone things, because you never know. Our friends are postponing their wedding for 2 years now. Our friends.
Don't worry, after the pandemic. Let's just get through the second wave of the Rona.
And they've been postponing their wedding. So I don't think you need anything till later. If it's for somebody who you're very sure doesn't know that you or you're not even sure if they know or not, I think you should take that step. If you're a guy or a girl, you know, whatever it is, and you know, tell them that you have feelings for them, and then you know. Mm-hmm. Now, when you know, when a person tells you, I got you, or you are mine, I'm yours, or the person says, you know, I've never felt this way with anybody, you know, friendship, you know, our friendship is, you know, I've never had a friend like you, or somebody says, you know, when they're introducing you to the family, one of my best friends, you know, she's like a sister to me.
My soul sister.
My brother to me. Or like
my soul brother.
See, let me just tell
you. My person.
You'll be all right. Just let it go. I promise you, it may feel like, if it's this person or nothing. The time that I was in love with them, Jonathan McReynolds, now that I couldn't eat or sleep. What happened?
Ajifa, Jonathan McReynolds is not.
He's already quieted. He didn't love me back.
Jonathan McReynolds does not count, Ajifa.
He didn't love me back.
Jonathan McReynolds, Kwanu.
He didn't love me back. He just knew that.
So should we tag him and say, Jonathan McReynolds, why did you not love Ajifa back?
It's too late, I'm taking. Even if it comes now, it's too late.
Yeah, like, you know.
It's too late. You know, I'm done.
You have us,
I'm
man. Off the
streets. I'm not on the streets anymore. But like, what I'll say is, I mean, you'll be fine. You will get over it. You won't die. It's not like as if you know it's a life or death situation. So if it's somebody you know for sure, doesn't have the same feelings for you, please just don't set up yourself for more heartbreak. Find a way to get over it. If it's ice cream, if you need to go out and watch a movie, chill with friends, whatever, you know, do it. But I would say, never hang around somebody with the hope that eventually they'll change their mind. I really feel like people know from the beginning. You know, there are times when, yes, it happens that love grows. But me, my fear is that I feel like at some point there's a thin line between growing love and then being with somebody out of pity, that they're just around you and they like you. I know you have feelings for me. Let me try and reciprocate and see. I've done it before. There are people who liked me and I tried to date them and I found out that I really didn't have feelings for them. I just didn't want to be a bitch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just don't set yourself up for heartbreak.
Thank you very much, Ajifa, for your tips on how to do unrequited love.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thing you want to add before we call it a day?
I would say this. Never let your light.
Never let your light not shine.
Standing in the waterfall.
Sorry. Yeah. I want to apologize to anybody listening right now that we're being total nuisance, right?
I'm gonna say this, right? You see, I feel like everybody has somebody for them. If it's what you desire, you know, I don't think that everybody is destined to be with someone.
Yeah.
There are people who are destined to be by themselves.
Yeah.
Not because they're terrible people, but because that's just life.
Yeah.
And they even enjoy their own company better than anybody else.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, if it's something you desire, if something you want to have somebody, you want to be in a relationship, it's something that is in your plan.
Yeah.
Right? I would say this, never ever, never ever settle for somebody because you feel like they like you so much and you may not get better. You know, some of us are scared to take that plunge, to go, we've seen something that we find comfortable, we've seen something that we find, you know, it's something I can work with, right? But it's not exceptional. It's not mind-blowing, it's not exciting, it doesn't give you, you know, profound joy. You know, life is too short to be with something, to be in a relationship that's not exceptional. That's the truth. And that's what I've realized, including from my relationship, it has to be exceptional. It has to be, you need to be mind-blown every time you think about, oh my God, wow, this is the kind of relationship I'm in. I really feel that everybody deserves that at least at one point in their lives. It may not be long, but you need it in your life. So I would say, don't ever settle for somebody because they're around, because they're comfortable, because they're available. That's for people who have people that love them and they don't feel that way back. And then for people who love people or have feelings for people that don't feel the same way about them, I'd say this. You're also too good for you to hang around and wait for somebody to notice how awesome you are and give and return that. If it's not an immediate, it may not be immediate, but if it's not, if you don't see anything in the horizon pointing to the fact that something's going to happen. My dear sis Ambrose, this is your sister talking to you through the microphone. Pack your load and run. You will find somebody who deserves you. You'll find somebody who matches your energy. You'll find somebody who, you know, who pretty much like blows your mind.
Yeah.
And I think everybody deserves that. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Achafa.
Harry, that you will find somebody who blows
your mind. Amen. No, I believe in that exceptional love. This is a PSA calling out to everybody else.
Please don't.
I am looking for exceptional love.
If you are in the street
and not taking,
and you're not taking, and you want my guy,
yes,
please reach out to me. On I will put my number in the comment section
below.
Yes,
in the description box below. thank you very much, Ajifa. You can find her on social media at miss_AYJAY. If you want to ask her more questions about unrequited love, she's happy to help and engage with you. I am Harry Etie everywhere on social media. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast. This is the Harry Minute. Bye for now.
Harry Minutes.
Bye for now.